You know, tell me if I'm crazy about this, but yesterday I witnessed a friend ask another friend what their brand new car cost. And it just made me feel weird. Like, I feel like, you know, you can round about it. You're never going to give a straight answer when somebody asks you that question anyways.
Why?
But as you're the other friend, I mean, unless you're really close, you shouldn't ask that question.
It's Hannah and Raven. You think you should not be able to ask a person how much they paid for their car?
I mean, first off, everybody has Google, right? Like, just a large investment or any sort of purchase. Like, you wouldn't ask somebody what their wedding ring cost, right?
Yeah, but I think it's different. I think people admire each other's cars. And if it's a car that you're thinking about getting, I wouldn't have a problem with asking somebody how much their car costs.
I mean, I've got a couple different reasons not to do that. First off, I feel like you're gauging immediately what is my economic situation total. Right? Because now you're collecting the other information. Oh, that's what they paid for their car. Well, I can see this on their front doorstep, or I can see that, or I'm looking at the way they're dressed, or whatever it may be. It seems just impersonal. It's impolite.
I think you're overthinking that. I think there certainly are questions that you never ask people. I mean, we know that. You never ask a woman if she's pregnant, which FYI, every time I go to the nail salon and I gain 5 pounds, the first thing they ask me, oh, another one on the way? No,
I was hungry. No, there's
not. It's a cheeseburger. I had a cheeseburger before I came here.
When you were out on maternity leave, you remember I asked that MMA fighter if she was pregnant. Do you?
Oh my gosh!
Did you? She had to talk to you and everything. Like, it was a thing.
Yeah,
apologies had to be made.
Yeah, because you never ask a person if they're pregnant.
She was wearing a hoodie and had her hands in the front pouch.
Right.
There was something in the conversation that implied something was on the way.
You,
I think somebody was walking from the parking lot. It was not a baby.
You think that it's okay to ask somebody if they're pregnant, but it's not okay to ask them how much they paid for their car?
I promise you, I will never ask the pregnancy question again anytime in my life.
Oh.
I don't even know what happened. It was like seeing myself from an out-of-body experience.
Right. Yep, I remember that.
You can't
that.
Ask somebody what their jewelry costs.
Jewelry? Well, I think it depends on the jewelry. Like, you can't ask somebody, like, oh, how much are your diamond studs? But if it's like, you know, how everybody went through that phase where everybody got the same Tiffany's necklace, if it's something generic that everybody has, you could be like, how much was that?
I don't know.
I don't like when people ask me how much money I make. You ever
get that?
Like, that's a question you don't ask people.
Dude, you're Anna Zapp. You're rich, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
You're totally rich.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite thing. I go, you realize we're on radio, right? And then I'm embarrassed.
I hate it just when somebody, when you're talking or discussing about something being purchased or whatever, and they're like, well, you can afford it. Be like, do you know that?
Right.
Because I feel like I can barely afford anything.
Oh.
But you're right. Never ask somebody what they make.
What do you think you should never ask a person? We certainly both agree that you can never ask a person if they're pregnant or, you know, if they've gained weight or whatever. What do you think about asking somebody how much something costs? To me, that's not such a big deal. 1-800-330-9999. What do you never ask a person? What's a question you never ask a person? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because Raven and I earlier were having a disagreement because he says you can't ask somebody how much their car costs. And I think that that's okay.
What do you say? $42,936?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe you got it like a good deal, you know?
Well, then, who's your friend? Let me call your friend. Like,
yeah.
You're going to get that. That's not how it works. It doesn't actually work that way.
I don't think that that's a big problem. I think if you ask somebody how much they paid for their house, maybe it's a little bit different.
I mean, that's public information. That's a record that you can actually look up.
I had a friend of mine say to me, quote unquote friend, she was like, oh, I looked up how much you paid for your house a few years ago.
And it felt like a violation, didn't it?
I was like, I know that people do that, but you don't usually tell the person when you do that.
It feels indelicate.
Right.
I'm just saying, it's weird.
So Raven, a few years ago, asked somebody that was in the studio with us if they were pregnant. I literally wanted to reach across the room and grab him by his throat, body slam him.
And that's how it looked. It wasn't my fault, all right? There was a sweatshirt. There was a discussion. If somebody was on the way, it seemed like, you know, it was just, I guess I caught half the sentence. It wasn't good.
Right. So we asked in our Facebook page, what do you never ask a person? And of course, the first thing comes up is about, like, are you pregnant? But there's certain caveats that go along with it.
Mm.
People always ask, is it twins? I used to get that all the time. Remember how big I got?
Right.
Right. And then you feel like you're like, nope, just one.
I'm just really, really large.
Yeah. And then Katie wrote, why don't you have any children? And she wrote, it's no one's business why. People used to ask me all the time why I only had one. And
yeah.
I used to have the best answer because I'm such a jerk.
Okay. Give me your jerky answer.
I have what God gave me.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, now you made them evil because they asked.
Well, no, I used to say that because you don't deserve an answer because it's none of your business. But then it's also, is there a reason, like a medical reason, why do I only have one? Like, I like to just keep the wheels going.
Yeah. You guilted them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's exactly immediately what I do. Shamed them and guilted them.
Yeah.
And you can never ask somebody about their ex. I would say you can't ask people about their ex.
That was somebody else wrote that, too. How many times have you been married?
Yeah,
that's a big question.
That's a terrible one, right? Like, can't ask them about that.
Why did you guys break up? Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, well, why didn't it work
out?
Let
me share with you, individual. Right.
Yeah. Then when I finally did get pregnant, people, because, you know, my girls are 10 years apart all the time. Is it the same father? I mean, like, is it any of your business?
Wow.
Yes. I used to get that all the time.
That's a bold question.
A same dad? Like, you know, and the people, because they're so far apart, like, I guess it's not too typical, you know?
What, you can't ask somebody who they voted for nowadays? Can't do that?
No, you definitely can't do that.
Right. I don't even like the person who tells people like that. I'm not, just keep it to yourself at this point.
Shirley Chan wrote on our Facebook page, I just hope that people can stop asking me about China, which made me giggle because I grew up in an Italian family. My parents are from Italy. And and growing up, people would always say, is your dad in the mafia?
Wow.
And I'd be like, what?
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Now looking back on it, I'd be like, can you imagine asking somebody that?
Yeah, it's pretty rude.
It was because it was Sopranos time and everybody just assumed everybody's in the mafia if you're Italian.
Of course.
Yeah. Stephanie wrote, when someone close to them dies, for the love of God, don't ask them how. It's none of your business. That, you know, that hits close to home for me.
Sure.
My mother-in-law passed away at the end of May and all the text messages that I got asking if it was COVID made me so upset because it's like, these are people I haven't talked to in like a year and you're going to reach out. You know, it's the first thing. I'm so sorry to hear about your mother-in-law.
You're concerned because you want to know whether or not it's COVID.
Exactly.
Are you concerned anyways?
Oh.
I mean, does it matter in the end?
Does it
matter? The person is gone.
And it's none of your business.
Right.
And it wasn't because people still die other ways.
You can't ask people about religion either. Can't do that, I don't think. You got to wait till people elect that to you, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, but if they do, that's a different situation because then I think you genuinely are interested and then people would want to talk about it.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
What do you think? What are questions that you can never ask a person? 1-800-330-9999, Sienna and Raven. Hi, it's Sienna and Raven. What can you never ask a person?
How old do you think I am?
Yeah. I don't like that game. I don't like that game when people play it with me either.
Because obviously they want you to say something.
They want
you to say something lower than they actually look.
And I tell them, I'm so bad at guessing age, I can't do that, I said. Then they'll turn around and say, oh, I'm only this age. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, she looks 10 years older.
Right. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
Oh, man. There's a study out of Seattle, and what they found, which is really interesting with everything that's been going on with COVID and the focus on that virus, is that other viruses have gone down. So you haven't really been seeing a lot of the other sicknesses that we would see this time of year. It's Anna and Raven, which reminds us that you still get sick in other ways besides the virus.
I mean, do you think it's because less people are actually getting sick or most people are just like, you know what? There's no sympathy out there for me. If I don't have COVID, nobody cares. So forget it.
Well, according to the study, what they said is because we're doing all the social distancing and wearing the masks and doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing, it's actually gotten rid of a lot of other viruses that would be thriving around this time, which is fascinating, and it shows that it works.
I guess that makes some sense. Sure.
Yeah, but I think that when you start getting sick, like the summer cold, it's the worst when you get the summer cold because you feel like it's such an oxymoron. There's certain things you immediately do that you try to like stop it dead in its tracks because you don't want to get sick.
Doesn't matter what season it is. If I start to feel ill, there's always some things I'm certainly going to do. Number one, I'm going to try and get a nap. All right. Number two, I'm going to load up on the vitamin C.
Right.
Give me the vitamin C.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and drink lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I doing? I think that's it. That's basically that's my life force right there. That's my defense mechanisms.
Well, you're doing pretty well because here are the top five things you're supposed to do if you feel yourself getting sick. And I'm a little bit concerned because the number one thing is what I do all the time. I think it's my secret weapon.
Okay.
Number five is drink fluids, which is what you said. You drink a lot of water. I used to have a girlfriend in college, Chrissy Joy. Oh, we have to call her Christine now, but that's a different story. But anyway, she...
okay.
We would come home from the bars, and if anyone started feeling a little bit sick, she would make us all drink Theraflu.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
It would be like three nights a week. We'd have to come home 4 o'clock in the morning and have our Theraflu before we went to bed.
I mean, that just sounds weird.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It just sounds weird.
Number four, get extra sleep. It says you're supposed to sleep as much as possible when you first get that first symptom that something might be wrong, as much as you can in 24 hours.
Okay.
Number three, avoid cold or damp environments. I mean, who does that?
Don't live in your basement.
Right. Don't go outside in a
storm. If that's what's going on
right
at the moment, don't live in your basement.
Oh, wait a minute. Is my nose running? Let me go stand outside in 40 degrees. Number two, take medicine right away. A lot of people wait until they're really sick to take medicine. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to stop it dead in its tracks by taking it before the full effects come on.
I don't know. Some people are like, you know what? Don't be putting medicine in your body if you don't need it.
Not me. I take it right away.
Right.
I'm not even sick. I'm going to take some Advil just in case.
Sure.
And the number one thing that you're supposed to do is you're not supposed to overexert yourself. Like, you're not supposed to work out or anything like that.
Sure.
First thing I do if I feel myself getting sick is I go to the gym and do a really hard workout.
I've heard that a lot of people are like, you got to power through one way or the other.
I sweat it out. I sweat it out. And I think it works. I really, truly think it works. So it was shocking to me that I found out that this was the number one thing you're not supposed to do if you feel yourself starting to get sick.
Well, I hope everybody feels fine today. And if not, if it ain't COVID, we're not caring to hear about it anyways.
Right. Just, you know, or have some Theraflu.
Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And I'm going to say, I don't know if I'm being petty, but I can't remember the last time I had this amount of rage in my heart as I did yesterday.
Wow, what happened?
If you're a medical office and you don't know that children under the age of 2 can't wear masks and they shouldn't wear masks, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
Hayden, who's my older daughter, she's 11, she had her eye doctor appointment, her annual eye doctor appointment.
Sure.
So now they had called literally, and you've seen it, Raven. I was on the phone with them 3 times talking about insurance issues that we were having with the insurance.
Yep,
they had old insurance.
Going on a lot.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so now all the times I call them, never do they say anything about younger children coming or anything like that. So, of course, I've got to bring my toddler with me.
Sure.
She's only 20 months old.
You're a mom. It's your family. It's your obligation.
Right. I can't leave her.
Can't tie her to a tree out
no.
front. Can't leave her in the car.
So, of course, we go up to this appointment, and I have Hayden, who is wearing her mask because she's 11. And then I have Dakota, who I'm holding, who I can't. You can't put a mask on a toddler under 2. Anyway, the lady says to me, she's like, man, where's her mask? I go, she doesn't wear a mask. She's under 2. Like, she's not supposed to.
Right.
And she's like, well, she can't come in here. And I looked at her. I go, you realize that she, for her safety,
yeah,
she cannot wear a mask. This is technically a medical office. And she's like, well, you're going to have to wait in the hall with her. So I look at Hayden. I go, okay, Hayden, you're going to have to go in without mommy. And, like, you know, it's daunting for an 11-year-old to
sure.
go do something
like
that.
I'm going to be in a room with somebody by myself.
And,
you know?
See, like,
and an eye test is not fun, by the way.
Right. And her eyes start filling with tears. So now I'm in mom panic mode because
right.
I'm like, what am I going to do? I had to wait, like, literally 3 months to reschedule this appointment for her to have her eye doctor
appointment. It's not easy to haul 2 kids into a doctor's office in 95-degree heat. No, it's not easy or pleasant.
So I say, Hayden, you just got to go in. Like, mommy's going to deal with it. I'll figure it out. So now I go in the hall, and I'm calling my husband on repeat, and I know that he's on meetings. Like, he's got calls. He's on meetings, right?
Right.
And finally, he answers. He's like, what's wrong? I go, you got to come right now. You got to come and take the baby. Like, I'm like, they won't let me in. Hayden's upset, and I'm having, like, this meltdown about it, right?
Seems like a lot.
Right. So he's like, all right, I'll be right there. So he leaves his meeting that he's on, a Zoom one, of course, and he rushes over. The minute he gets off the elevator, she comes out of the thing. She's done, right?
Hayden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even let her see her normal doctor. They switched the doctors on her and didn't even tell me.
They did this after you had to go back into the hallway.
Right. So they didn't even tell me that they switched her doctor. And so I'm like, what? And her prescription changed. She had massive changes with her eyes.
And they didn't talk to you about this?
No. So now I say,
yeah,
I
want to
see the doctor that she saw, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
So now I'm like, you know, and I'm like, got the mom
now
rage.
Now you're ready to go.
Oh, I got the mom rage. Right,
right, right. Now let's do this.
Right.
Octagon.
Right. And so I see the doctor, and she's like, yeah, she had changed. And I'm thinking in my head, you are just going to hand me a new prescription and not say anything about, like, the whole entire exam while I'm standing out in the hall with a toddler?
I'm trying to figure out which part are you the maddest about. That's the thing that's going on here, because it's getting a little bit confusing now.
Well, it's all of it. And that's all I need to know about you. If you're a medical office and you are so concerned about the insurance that you don't even mention your protocol about younger children in there, that's all I need to know about you. If you switch doctors and you don't tell your patient or your patient's mom when she's 11 that they're going to see somebody else, That's all I need to know about
you. Oh, that happens a lot. I hate that. Yeah, I resent that too. Yeah.
God, I had to get that off my chest. So
you feel better now?
I do feel better, but okay. I'm going to switch eye doctors, and that makes me sad because Hayden really liked her doctor, you know?
Well, she didn't get to see him anyways.
All right. I'm so mad. That's all I need to know about you. Oh, I feel better. Thank you.
Right? I'm glad you got it off your chest.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. What's the most annoying jingle that gets stuck in your head? It's Anna and Raven. According to Whammo, slip and slides have totally sold out this summer, and that's because you can't get a pool anywhere. A lot of the public pools are closed, or the water parks are closed or running limited hours. Mm.
When's the last time you jumped on a slip and slide? Because in my opinion, the best way to do it is you always got to be head first, right? There's no butt first on a slip and slide.
Yeah, no, definitely. We have a slip and slide at our house. It comes out all the time.
Is it a Whammo one, or is it like one of the inflatable, like bigger ones that they have now?
It's like one of the budget ones that you get. but I saw this, and I started to giggle because the first thing that popped into my head when I heard slip and slide was this.
Slip and slide. Slip and slide. It's a lot of fun to play when the string goes all the way.
Slip and slide.
Stone right in your chest.
Right.
Ouch.
You remember that jingle? Like, I feel like
certainly.
That, oh my gosh, used to get stuck in my head all the time. And I think that there's certain jingles that whenever you hear them, you're immediately cringe because you know you're going to be hearing it on repeat in your head for about 6 days.
Yeah, yeah. Some are better than others. There's some that are worse than others. How about this one from Timberlake here? Remember that when McDonald's came out with that?
Yeah, but that one doesn't get stuck in my head.
Did you know that that's actually a 4-minute song?
Really?
Well, no, it's just a terrible song on an album that he ended up getting lucky selling to McDonald's.
If they figure if they're going to pay Timberlake about $37 million, they might as well make him do a whole
album. That's the only way that song is a winner, but I always remember it.
This one I actually heard last night because my husband sings it every single week to me.
Right.
We have Rice Aroni once a week in my house. It is a staple in my house.
And every single time he sings it?
Every single time. As soon as he smells the rice starting to butter and brown, you can hear him from the living room. Rice Aroni! When's the last time you saw a Rice Aroni commercial?
It's been a while.
Right.
If you watch the daytime game shows every once in a while, one might still pop up. Trolley car, typical San Francisco stock footage rolling by, you know, that kind of thing.
That person should get paid triple, whoever wrote that.
Oh,
can
I'm
you
sure.
imagine?
I'm sure whoever they are, they probably did make a bundle, man.
Yeah.
Hey, here's another good one for you. I'm going to say Kit Kat, one of the best ever, because it just gets... they never changed the lyrics. They never updated that. They just put a beat behind it.
Right.
That's it. They just changed that.
I think that's what they should do, is if you got like a jingle that gets stuck in people's head, you just keep changing the music to kind of revive it for the time, but you don't jump ship on it. You got to keep it forever.
You got to have that earworm right there, right? If it's working, keep going with it.
1-800-330-9999. What's the most annoying jingle that always gets stuck in your head? 1-800-330-9999. Most annoying jingle that gets stuck in your head. It's Anna and Raven. This all comes up because Whammo had to put out a press statement saying that they are completely sold out of slip and slides. And when I heard that, all I could think about was this. I was like, that's it. It's going to be stuck in my head all day now, even though I haven't heard it since 1985.
Pull out the Whammo, people. Get ready to play.
Right. So there's certain jingles that even though, like, I guess they do their job because their job is to get stuck in your head. So it constantly repeats.
100%. I mean, the more annoying a jingle is, it's probably the more effective. And honestly, I tell you right now that I have bought products because it's the thing you remember when you think about something like that.
Exactly. So what's the most annoying jingle that gets stuck in your head? On our text line, 1-800-330-9999, the Liberty Mutual jingle, which at first I was like, wait, what's that? And then I was like, oh my gosh.
Liberty.
Here's the thing. If it's less than like 5-10 seconds, to me, it doesn't bother me. I've already forgotten that. It's already moved on with me. Like a jingle has got to be something like, it's got to have a singable hook to me. Then that gets stuck. You don't walk around and sing Liberty, Liberty, Liberty to yourself.
But it just repeats in your head. Liberty, 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 Liberty.
And then you get distracted by something shiny. That's not enough really to keep me locked up, I think, in a jingle.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's that annoying jingle that gets stuck in your head?
It was one of my
childhood toys growing up. It's called Sock'em Boppers.
Oh, my gosh.
I can sing it for you, but I don't know how good I'm going to be at it.
Oh, no, no, no.
Please do. Please
yeah,
do.
Can you, yeah, go ahead. Try.
Sock'em Boppers. More fun than a pillow fight.
Sock'em Boppers. Sock'em Boppers. More fun than a pillow fight.
Yeah.
And then it shows a B-roll of people pillow fighting yeah. or of them fighting with the Sock'em Boppers.
It's like two brothers that are going at it with yeah. like these like inflatable hands that are just knocking each other out. I remember that.
I mean, it sounds violent.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the jingle that gets stuck in your head?
Yeah, how about the Oscar Mayer Wiener song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile is someplace that you want to be, too. It's a sweet thing.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
This one was long.
That is what I truly like to be.
Sure.
This is annoying.
Because if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Oh, gosh, we know, we know.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Oh, perfect.
Would they really? If you were an Oscar Mayer, would they all be in love with you? Or do we just convince people by playing that over and over and over?
Consume you one way or the other.
Anna and Raven, what's that jingle that gets stuck in your head?
I don't know if you guys remember this one, but the Mentos commercial, remember yeah. that song?
It's the Fresh Maker, man. Of course. Nobody forgets the Fresh Maker.
Fresh goes better with Mentos. Fresh goes better with Mentos. Fresh and full of
life. Fresh and full of life. And it always looks like they're in, like, the Netherlands or something, right?
Yeah, they're
like
having the best time.
They're not American yeah. people, typically. Like, it looks like they're in, like, the land of the Dutch
can
or
I
something.
You, can I tell you something insane?
What's up?
Remember the movie La La Land, when they're all dancing on the highway?
Yes.
I always thought that that was inspired by a Mentos commercial.
Oh, of course.
Because they're always just dancing in the street. I'm like, I don't understand.
Mentos did it better.
Yeah, it's true. It did. Tickets to see Maroon 5 at Madison Square Garden next September. 1-800-330-9999. If you want to win them, you got to play this.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Morning, we're playing Craigslist Price is Right for tickets to go check out Maroon 5. It's so easy to play. Anna is going to describe for me an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. I'm going to take a shot at the price. All you have to do is correctly identify whether or not my guess is higher, lower, or the exact match of the listed price, okay?
Okay.
Coming out of the Upper East Side this morning, two Beanie Babies Princess Diana Bears for the price of one.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know how I feel about Princess Diana Beanie Babies. I have one.
Yes, encapsulated in plastic that's worth all of about $11
nope.
at this point after you've kept it for nearly two decades.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you about these that are for sale.
Please do.
Princess Diana Beanie Buddy and Beanie Baby Purple Bears. This is a rare collection of the big one and the little one.
Oh, my gosh. Who yeah. could imagine?
Condition is very good, as it was used for display and then stored away in box. But here's the big part.
Oh, we gotta, go ahead.
Both bears are missing their ear tags.
Oh, my gosh.
Unfortunately, kids accidentally pulled them off.
Oh, yeah, but they're in good shape, even though they're missing a portion of their ear. Come on.
Price is for both bears. Now, the Beanie Baby Buddy is from 1998 and is 14 inches, and the Beanie Bear is from 1997 and it's 8.5 inches tall.
I like to think that they were packaged together when they came as a bonded pair, and that's why they kept them all these years, but it sounds like
that's not how
it
happened.
Yeah, right. They put together a collection after, down the road. Is there a photo? Is that the end of the description?
Yes, that is the end of the description. Let me show you these precious collectible Beanie Baby Princess Diana Bears.
So these ones are not actually captured or encapsulated in the plastic, though.
Yeah, and they're missing the ear tag. Now, you know how I feel. I think if you have the ear tag like I have, it's probably worth lots of
I mean, you
got to
have the ear tag. Dude, you can't have a Kango without the kangaroo.
All right.
I mean, come on.
So how much do you think for this pair?
I'm going to go, gosh, these people are so crazy about this Princess Diana stuff. I'm going to go, I'm feeling $40. I'm going $40 on this, $40.
Lisa, is the actual retail price of these two Beanie Baby Princess Diana Bears for the price of one $40? Is it higher, lower, or is that the actual retail price?
The damn Beanie Babies are pretty popular. I'm going to say lower.
You would be correct. Actual retail price, $15.
$15.
That's because they don't have the ear tag like mine has. Mine's probably worth several thousand right now.
No, it's just because they're Beanie Babies, and 20 years ago, they were a mediocre toy at best then.
I'm just going to say, if you want my pristine Beanie Baby with the tags encapsulated in plastic, I will sell it for you for $1,000.
No, do not call her. Do not call her. But hold on, because you did win Maroon 5 tickets.
Yeah, congratulations, Lisa. Have a great time at the show. We got another shot for you to win coming up tomorrow morning. Maroon 5 at Madison Square Garden next September, right here with Anna and Raven.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
That's right. You ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. Send her an email, hayden@annaandraven.com. She's always happy to share her thoughts, and usually without hesitation, even though she has no frame of reference for what you're asking.
Yeah, she's not a doctor, but at least there's no copay.
Hayden, today's email says, "Hi, Hayden. I have a weird problem. My cat will no longer go to the bathroom in her litter box. I keep finding surprises all over the house. Any idea what's going on?" Oh, We don't really know much about cats. What do you think?
Well, I think that maybe your cat's trying to get revenge on you for doing something that your cat didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Like what? I mean, I know cats are known to be a little bit spiteful, but is that real? Will a cat get revenge like that?
Maybe your cat didn't like what you fed it one night. Or maybe your cat didn't like that you gave it a bath.
Do cats even get baths? Don't they just lick themselves? Do you even know?
Well, I've seen people try to give their cats baths, and they've all ended horribly.
All right, so what does she do at this point?
Well, maybe you can get your cat a new litter box, because maybe your cat saw the neighbor's cat's litter box and was very jealous.
Okay, so a fancy new litter box, you think that's what you should do?
Yes, and maybe you should clean out their litter box while you're at it. And one more thing, if your cat is trying to get revenge, I would be very careful. You might be finding surprises more than just on the kitchen floor. They might end up in your bed, too, because if I were a cat, that's what I would do.
Took a weird turn there.
Daughter is spiteful, but right. She knows more about cats, I think, than you think. First thing they say is make sure that litter box is clean. Yeah, clean that area. Clean that regular area. If you've put something new in the area of the litter box, you got to consider if that's the thing that's making your cat. Because sometimes they will do this out of spite. Could be making them angry.
Do you wash cats?
Did you bring anything else home? You can certainly bathe your cats, and you should every once in a while. Yeah, absolutely. If they're indoor cats, less than outdoor cats, obviously. But, I would check all those things. And, yes, cats will definitely poop on your bed. All those things are true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'll put it right on your pillow there, so you just can't miss it, no matter what you try.
Ooh.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. John and Samantha. Samantha, let's start with you. What's going on?
Sure, yeah. So we're going to have our Labor Day party this year like we do every year. We have a lot of plans to make sure that it's safe. Like, we're doing, you know, masks and stations for, like, gloves and all that. But he wants everybody to get a COVID test within 72 hours of the party. And I think that's insane. Like, how do you ask people to do that? People have jobs. It just feels like that's a ridiculous ask.
I got asked to get a COVID test before I go to a party recently. Well, they asked anybody that was in an area where there might have been like a hot zone or whatever to go ahead and get a test and, get that resolved before. And I was thinking to myself, number one, I hear all these stories about people that's taking forever for these people to get test results. Number two, I hear that they're fake. And number three, is anybody actually telling the truth?
John, you want to ask people that you've invited to your party not only to social distance, wear masks and gloves and do the whole thing, but you also want them to have a COVID test. And Raven, you've actually had this happen to you too?
I had somebody ask me about it.
Yeah, I see absolutely no problem with it at all. We're dealing with a disease that we still don't know exactly what it's going to do. We don't know the long-term effects of it. Personally, if I'm going to go see somebody, they might have somebody at home who could be affected by this disease, then I know that I personally wouldn't want to give it to them, and if peace of mind is better. It's just something that right now we need to do.
Oh, I'm getting my cheeseburger someplace else. I am not going to his house. I mean, wouldn't it be easier?
72 hours?
Wouldn't it just be easier, guys, to not have a barbecue? What happens if somebody takes a test, doesn't get the results?
That's what I'm saying. That's why 72 hours is not a realistic window.
Is this where we're going on our in life now? Maybe, because when I listen to John, he kind of makes some good points.
I mean, you sound like a rational person. And if I was guarding my 80-year-old grandmother or a clean facility, I would keep that in mind. But you are going to be tossing burgers and hot dogs on the grill, and there's going to be potato salad, I would imagine, all these things. So, you know, I mean, you're still taking a certain amount of risk.
You want to know what, John? Our audience may agree with you, and they may say, what's the big deal? You're just looking out for everyone's safety, and you're being encouraged by the states anyway to do it. So go get the test. But they may see your side too, Samantha. That's a big ask to come to a Labor Day party. And some people just may not be on board with that, and you feel a little bit embarrassed by even suggesting it. Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
The one thing I've learned this year is expect the unexpected in 2020. And that's why when I heard this at first, I was like, what? That's insane. But then I started thinking about it. I go, I don't know. Maybe that's just what normal will be now. What do you think? Samantha and John have decided that they're going to have their annual Labor Day party, except John wants to ask all the guests invited to have a COVID test before they come and make sure that it's negative. She says, you can't ask our guests to do that. He says, why not?
Even if you take a test and you get a result from 72 hours before, in the 3 days that they've been there, they've gone out into the world. They've interacted with different people. So there's obviously still a chance that somebody would pick up the virus and then come to your house. So it's like trying to stay clean when you go to the gas station or you go to the grocery. It's just impossible. All the hand sanitizer and wipes that you use, you're still touching something else. Cross-contamination is a real thing.
But to play devil's advocate on that, like if you travel to one of the Caribbean islands, they make you take the test in the airport or you have to show a valid 72 hours before.
I'm not trusting a test that I took in a Caribbean island airport any more than I'm trusting the one down the street at this point right now.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm actually on the wife's side. I think it's too much to ask people to do that. Secondly, are they going to go get COVID tested too?
I mean, I would hope so.
Because they're having everyone else do it.
That is so. I mean,
and I agree with you. I'd rather get my hot dog and hamburger somewhere else.
That's right.
This is one that's kind of tough. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. John and Samantha have decided that they're going to go ahead and have their Labor Day party, but John wants to ask all their guests to have COVID tests within 72 hours. She says that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a big ask of your guests to run around and make sure they get that certification, and it really doesn't give you any guarantees.
Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
I gotta say, I'm closer with him, but it's not practical because you're not going to get the test back that quickly. Maybe they'll wait to not have that party.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side more. Why would you throw a party if you got to take all these tests, you got to do all these precautions and whatnot? If you're that afraid of the virus, just don't go out.
Right. I mean, if you have an 80-year-old grandmother you're trying to protect at home, the onus is on you to do the right thing, which means you shouldn't go to the party even if you're invited. If you're having the party,
absolutely,
you're inherently taking a certain amount of risk.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on Samantha's side. I work for Yale, and the tests are coming back false positives as well as false negatives. When you're offering to invite someone to a barbecue, it's up to them if they would like to come to the party and if they would not like to come to the party. Wearing masks and washing your hands is the biggest competitor for not getting this coronavirus. I think her husband is wrong.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Samantha, our audience agreed with you. John, that is a big ask of your guests. Majority of people said if you really have those kinds of concerns, you should not be having the party to begin with.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand thinking that this is a simple process, but for many people, this may be a very difficult process, right? They may not be familiar with the drive-through areas or the different spots or whatever, and they may be worried about still approaching somebody in a hazmat suit, whether they're rolling down a window or walking into a CVS. Most people are just not comfortable with that.
I'm just not comfortable with dying.
Right.
That's just.
I would probably stay inside.
Don't have the party.
I would probably stay inside and let the barbecue go on outside.
Right.
Then.
Plenty of things have been canceled this year. You can have it next year when, you know, everything's back to normal.
That's right.
Yeah. You got a problem too? Send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ashley.
All right, Ashley, I really want to give you this $1,800, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. He's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. Answer them as quickly as you can. You get about 3 seconds. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You beat him, I give you $1,800. He beats you, we throw another $100 in the pot. If it's a tie, remember, it does go to Raven. Ready?
Ready.
Number 1, Wheel of Fortune has redesigned the wheel and podiums to be socially distant. What letters do you automatically get during the bonus round of Wheel of Fortune?
R-S-T-L-N-E.
Number 2, Brad Pitt received an Emmy nomination for his portrayal of Dr. Fauci on Saturday Night Live. Dr. Fauci threw the first baseball ceremonial pitch of the 2020 season. Which two baseball teams were playing?
Phillies and Yankees.
Number 3, Instagram flagged and removed a post from Madonna after posting a video that she claimed that hydroxychloroquine is a cure for COVID, even though it is proven not to be true. Who was Madonna's first husband?
Guy Ritchie.
Number 4, Prince William says the worst gift he ever gave Kate was a pair of binoculars. Kate is the Duchess of where?
Sussex.
And number 5, today is National Cheesecake Day. What city, that's the home to Rodeo Drive, was the birthplace of the very first cheesecake factory?
Cheesecake factory, Philly.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. All right. Ashley only got one right.
Oh, Ashley, not too good. Let's see how I do.
I really wanted to give Ashley money.
$1,800.
Okay, number 1. Wheel of Fortune has redesigned the wheel and podiums to be socially distant. Okay. What letters do you automatically get during the bonus round of Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, I got a trick for this now because you've asked me this before.
And you've gotten it wrong.
Rest, L-N. R-E-S-T-L-N.
Yeah.
Look at me. I changed the order on you. You can barely answer the question. Is that right?
I thought it was going to be a trick because I
know
you don't know
that.
Carry the
E, do this. Right.
Number 2, Brad Pitt received an Emmy nomination for his portrayal of Dr. Fauci on Saturday Night Live. Dr. Fauci threw the first baseball ceremonial pitch of the 2020 season. Which two teams were playing?
Nationals and the Yankees.
Correct.
Yeah. Seems awfully giving. I mean, that was a good portrayal, but they just handed Emmys out this year.
Because
they're like, oh, look, he's in his study.
Number 3, Instagram flagged and removed a post from Madonna after posting a video claiming that hydroxychloroquine is a cure for COVID, even though that is not proven to be true.
Mm.
Who was Madonna's first husband?
First husband's Sean Penn.
That's correct. Number 4, Prince William says the worst gift he ever gave Kate was a pair of binoculars. Kate is the Duchess of where?
She's the Duchess of Cambridge.
Cambridge is correct. Sussex is Meghan, Ashley.
Right.
Number 5, today is National Cheesecake Day. What city, that's the home to Rodeo Drive, was the birthplace of the very first cheesecake factory?
Well, Rodeo Drive is in Beverly Hills, is it not?
That's right. I'm sorry, Ashley. He beat you 5-1 this morning. Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to have you on a few of these. What that does mean is you get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt, and tomorrow's jackpot is up to $1,900.
Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Thank you. This is Ashley, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks, Ashley. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
All right. You got away easy today. Make sure you're listening at noon at 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions worth $1,900.